where hacks go. Woo!
And you're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
You're listening to the Space Show on Southern FM. And joining me now is Jackie Slaviero, the founder of One Giant Leap Australia. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for inviting me.
What is One Giant Leap Australia?
One Giant Leap Australia is a company that I formed to inspire teachers and students to look further into space education and STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics. And just thinking about what we've been talking about with Edgar Mitchell, I think the most important thing that we can impart with our students is that the famous thing about we went to the moon and we found the Earth, and looking at the Earth and sustainability. So talking to students about satellite technology and how we can image our own planet and look after our planet, I think is a really important thing in schools that we should be doing. So that's a legacy, I believe, of us going to the moon, that we actually have found our own planet and how precious it is. So with that in mind, I went to space camp in 2007, and I've taken more than 300 children, parents and teachers to Alabama to go to space camp. So this year is my 10th trip there. So that's one of the things that I offer. It's not just for students, it's also for their parents, so that we can maybe tick that bucket list thing about let's fly the space shuttle, or reliving those times that when we were growing up when man did go to the moon. So offer those opportunities to everybody. So I'm involved in a lot of projects to do with both primary school and high school. One of the projects I've just been involved in is a company called Launchbox, where we've been launching balloons into the stratosphere, but also now we're looking at schools who are interested in launching payloads off the space station through nanoracks. Another company I'm involved in is CubeRider, where what we're trying to do is launch payload to the space station, and then students' code and projects are actually done in microgravity, and then the data is fed back. So I know there are about 30 to 40 high schools involved in the trial pilot program, and our payload will be launched to the space station in July. So that's an Australian first for nanoracks to be launching an Australian payload with students work on it. Another thing
just,
I've been...
Just before you, yes, before that, explain exactly what a nanorack is.
Nanoracks are small satellites that are actually stacked in a configuration and launched from, like, nanoracks is an actual company, but the way that they launch their small satellites out of the space station with a special rack. And so that's been developed with the company in America, plus also obviously with NASA involved, that it actually can fit on the space station. So there's a lot of photos you can actually see on the internet about these small satellites being launched off. Some of them have very short time spans and they burn up in the atmosphere. So what we're trying to do is get the students to develop and use code and develop projects where they can look at different, creating different science experiments, so they get real data in real time from space. So it's not just coding for coding's sake, it's actually a real project. So for 30 to 40 high schools are involved with the CubeRider program that that we're involved in too. But there's also another fantastic program called Zero Robotics. A good friend of mine, retired NASA astronaut Greg Chamatoff, took the spheres to the space station for MIT in 2008, and there's a worldwide competition, and it's taken him 3 years to be able to have an Australian team actually code and participate in this program that most other countries that are invested in the space station can do. But Australia, it's been very difficult. So Greg's managed to do that. And so for the first time, we had a 3-hour link up with the space station in real time where the students' code was used. And this year's theme was spying, so it was really, really interesting and very exciting. So you might have seen on the ABC, Normanhurst Boys High School was the school that was successful with that. But that program's going to open up wider to the nation, I believe, very soon. But my big love is Space Camp, and I took the first ever Australian group to Space Camp in Turkey via Gallipoli, and this year being the Anzac Centenary, New South Wales Government has used a lot of our film footage that we took with the girls in Gallipoli to create a resource for teachers around Australia to use that. So if anyone is interested, they could probably email me at onegiantleap@bigpond.com and I'll send you the link to those resources. Very, very modern, very forward-thinking, but very very focused on STEM education as well.
Can I just take you up on the thing? Mm. Most people who have heard of Space Camp in America may even have seen the movie Space Camp.
They might have too, yes.
Which doesn't have much to do with the actual experience.
Yeah, yes.
But Turkey, it doesn't ring a bell.
Yep.
Turkey as being a space camp. I mean, space camp in America, yeah.
Space Camp Turkey is amazing. It's in the Aegean Free Zone and it's in a building. So you roll up there and there's a guy with there's a checkpoint because it's a tax free zone, and you look up and there's Space Camp Turkey behind there, and that's because the founder of Space Camp Turkey, his children went to space camp in the USA, and he said, what a great thing. So he took it to Turkey, and they've just had a massive upgrade, and I had scholarships to give away for Space Camp Turkey, but with the unrest that's going on at the moment, it's a bit of a concern. Travelling with students over there. So I think until things settle down a tad. But if people are interested in that, I am a Space Camp Turkey, well, the only Space Camp Turkey ambassador for Australia. But I'm also the Australian representative for Global Friendship through Space Education Organisation. So that was a great trip to do. I planned it, so we went Gallipoli, Ephesus, Troy, Space Camp Turkey. So, you know, modern history, ancient history, STEM education, and working with students from countries in places that the students probably would never, ever get to mingle with. So when they went into Space Camp Turkey, they formed pairs and they worked with students from Germany, Greece, Israel, and Turkey. So they had to form teams and work for a week together on problem-based learning and things. And that was amazing. They've made friends for life. And they were Year 8 students, so that was a really great. It was really, really something that we will always remember. The school had never done an international excursion before, so it was very interesting with the school community. We're a Space Camp USA, English-speaking country. It's bit easier to do, but still it's an interesting thing to take away 64 or more people at once. And at the moment I'm helping Northrop Grumman select some students to send over for their program. So Space Camp USA this year I'm taking more than 30 participants, and it looks like I'll probably be doing another trip next year. But also too, if there's any teachers out there listening, I'm the International Ambassador for the Honeywell Educators at Space Academy program. I was selected by Honeywell to represent their program. So if you're a teacher out there and you want a scholarship to go to Space Camp USA, again, email me at onegiantleap@bigpond.com and I can help you with your application process, because they give away scholarships to teachers every year to go to Space Camp. My network of friends that I've made, my educator friends since 2007, we're all still friends to this day. And my network of teachers is quite large now, because it all evolves around that international network of people who want to share and inspire the next generation to be the best they can be.
Oh, thank you, Jackie. Jackie Slaverio, the founder of One Giant Leap Australia. And gosh, she's got so many more projects she could talk about, but we're out of time pretty much here. And this has been the Space Show.